A program to assist at-risk first-time mothers by providing in-home nurse consultation will be looking for additional funding in the upcoming legislative session. The Nurse Family Partnership operates in 29 states, including Louisiana, where it serves 53 parishes. It's a voluntary program seeking to create a positive environment from the mother's pregnancy to the child's second birthday. Christy Chapman, an NFP supervisor, says the first visits nurture the relationship between nurse and mother.
The first visit, and actually the first four visits, are visits that are geared toward getting to know the mother and facilitating that relationship.
Through developing a relationship with the expectant mother, the nurse provides assessment for her lifestyle and aspects of pregnancy.
We talk with them about nutrition during pregnancy and how important that is to her health and the health of the baby. We try to assess if whether or not the mother has any high-risk behaviors such as smoking, alcohol use, or drug use. And if she does, we try to offer her services that could help her. We encourage prenatal care, encourage her to keep her prenatal visits, as well as discuss labor and delivery, what to expect. It helps to alleviate a lot of her fears that she has.
As the mother begins to see success in understanding pregnancy and basic parenting, the partnership encourages her to set life goals.
In that way, the client feels more confident in her ability to be a parent and is also focusing on her own goals as well and meeting her expectations for being able to support herself.
The program has achieved a level of proven effectiveness in its 30 years of assisting first-time, low-income mothers. State figures show 70% of mothers who entered the program without finishing their high school education have since received their diploma or GED. 18% have had a reduction in smoking during pregnancy, while 93% of the children at 21 months of age scored at or above on normal language development. However, missing among the parishes served are East Carroll, Madison, and Tensaw, some of the most impoverished in the state. Cindy Hilger, an NFP nurse consultant, says parishes staffed to receive service are determined by data criteria.
That tells us how many first-time mothers who were eligible for Medicaid delivered in each parish. Staffing is based on that, and some of these parishes that haven't been given a nurse yet may have smaller amounts of people, so they started with, you know, parishes that had larger numbers of people that could justify putting, you know, one or even two nurses in that area. We do have desire to increase the amount of people that we serve and also possibly move into some of these parishes that are not served.
State Representative Bubba Cheney, whose district includes parishes currently not served, says additional legislative funding can help blanket the state with the program, which he says in reality will serve long term.
It's a disconnect between being able to see what early childhood education and intervention does on the other end of the spectrum. When a person reaches adulthood at age 18 and up, they're more likely to have a high school education or at least a GED. Their health is better. A big concern is the incarceration of folks. The state of Louisiana incarcerates more individuals than any other state in the United States. This program, even though it's done in the early years, the payoff is in the later years.
The partnership is hoping for the state legislature to increase funding by $2.5 million, totaling $5 million for the next fiscal year. Executive Director Renee Williams says that would enable the program to increase eligible mothers served in the state from 15% to 21%. In Ouachita Parish, coverage would jump from 13% to 32%. The legislative session begins March 29th. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.